Well, we're grown-ups because Mitch is giggling to himself because the blanket that I've got over the table is like a velvety sort of material, and Mitch has drawn a big penis in the pattern, and he's been laughing to himself for about 2 minutes. So I thought, hey, I'll just start the podcast recording so everyone can see what I've got to put up with.
Oh, what a penis.
Oh, Mitch. So,
oh, God.
How are you, Mitchell?
Oh, I'm all right. I've got a bit of a car situation going on, though.
Tell me about your car situation.
So, I drive a van, and it's my sort of garage on wheels, I guess. It's got my bike in the back and all that sort of stuff. But it's really overdue for a service.
Hmm.
Plus, I've got this... It really needs... And I need to get tyres for it. But the scabs want like $130 a tyre.
That's about right.
If for commercial tyres, I just want normal tyres. I want to put commercials on my car, my van.
Commercials on it, they're better.
Yeah. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
But I've got this issue. So, like, my front tyres have... anyone from Vic Police, you know, don't look me up. I've got a bit of wire hanging out of the tyres, which is all right on the front. That happens. It's life. Mm. Unfortunately for me, one of my rear tyres on my van has got a slow leak, and I find myself having to pump up my tyre literally twice a day now. And it's getting worse more than better, so I do have to book it in for tyres. And it's not like I don't have the money to do it. I have the money to do it. I just... I'm not motivated.
Just don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like I've got to go sit there at the tyre joint, so I got to drive there. Like I haven't got a spare car.
Yeah.
It's just a pain in the ass. So
what I like is your motorbikes are always dialed and have the most premium stuff on them, but your van that you use every single day and gets you to and from work and actually makes you money to be able to buy bike stuff, you don't want to fix it.
No.
But you know what? I can empathise with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I don't wash it or anything. Like I washed it the other day, but I didn't even want to get out and wash it. So I just went through like the paint spray. Like I just went through the auto car wash.
So you basically...
And it missed a bunch of spots and it looks terrible.
So what Mitch is saying is he treats his car like a redheaded stepchild. What he does, he abuses it,
I pretend I don't love it until it's broken. Just, then I'm like, hey, I love you. Why are you broken?
Then he just locks it up in the garage dirty over the weekend with his dog guarding it like a redheaded stepchild.
Oh, God. But actually, yeah, but going riding... on the weekend was awesome because we just rode free ride jumps and messed around and my bike's still clean. Like I don't have to wash it, which is nice, rather than going to a track and just getting it filthy and destroyed. So that's good.
There you go.
That's positive of my weekend, but unfortunately I need to leave here and go to the servo and pump my tyre up.
So this is Sad Party, the tyre podcast.
Where I just bitch and moan about my tyres in my car.
Yeah, it's very tiring talking about that. It just goes round and round. Sorry, that was wheelie lame.
Yes. Oh, you're just leaking bad jokes, aren't you?
Yeah, geez, it's going to rubber you up the wrong way.
Don't tread on me.
I'm feeling a bit deflated from this conversation. Let's talk about something else. How are you? So, besides your car tyre going flat, have you been up to anything?
Look, other than the car situation that I'm in, which has been a long-term sort of deal, I've just been, I've got cricket finals at the moment, so that'll be either done this weekend or next weekend, so that'll be good. So then I'll have a bit of extra time to do other stuff, like fix my car. Because it's like cricket finals is bad. It's Saturday, Sunday, and then we train Tuesday, Thursday. Like, it's pretty serious for a stupid game.
Well, I might have to get someone good on, like Brad or someone like that, to do the podcast at that time, because... Mitch will be too busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we lose this weekend, it's over. Like, we're just... no cricket anymore. Well, that's done. So
I want you to be able to come and spend more time playing pretend radio with me. So I might come and sabotage your game.
Won't take much. It won't take much.
Exactly.
We'll do it on our own. It's all good.
You know what sucks? I usually like
doing a podcast with you?
Yeah, that's true. I like to usually bring something to the table, but I actually had a long weekend. We were discussing it just before we started recording the podcast. Had a long weekend and I didn't do anything. The wife's been a bit crook. She's been a bit under the weather, a bit fluey. So I've just been full dad life. And all I've been doing is riding the BMX with the kids. Oh, that's what I did. I got the BMX out the other day.
Did you? Dragged her out?
I tried to 360 a little jump.
Yep.
And I brained myself that hard. Oh,
what? How did you not bring this? Like, how do you not tell me this?
I forgot about it till just then. I under-rotated and I landed sideways and I took a digger straight to the hip, like just hip and shouldered the ground that hard.
Oh, and because you haven't ridden for so long, you just don't even react. It's been like just top it.
11 or 12 years since I've ridden.
Properly.
Properly. And I hit the ground that hard and it made me so angry. But one thing I did do, the little
bit... Did the kids laugh?
Well, no, because I think
I let out... Oh, were they a bit worried?
I let out a bit of a whimper because it knocked the wind out of me. So I did the big...
Like, I've never seen my dad fall over, but I think that it's impossible. So it must be just, like, crazy for the kids to see you fall down.
Yeah,
like,
I have a video of my dad falling to a river on his dirt bike.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's really good. I'll show you one day. You'll like it.
You'll have to upload
it. Because the old man still rides dirt bikes, and there was a bridge that had been built by trail riders just across this river. And my cousin went across... We'd all been across it. Then my cousin went across it, and he broke the bridge because he's a gigantic monster. And then as my dad tried to ride across it, the bridge broke and it was all off camber and he slid off it into the river and went for a swim.
Oh, yes. And
what was really good was as he's getting out of the river, he had like blackberry thorns wrapped around his neck as he's trying to get out of the river too, which made it even more awesome. Because that's just what someone in their 60s needs.
So yeah, perfect.
It's perfect. It was pretty good. I'll have to show you. But
oh, God.
Yeah, so I slammed really hard, but I was doing a bunch of 180s and that sort of stuff. Like, they've got this BMX track. It's a concrete BMX track.
Yeah, and it's got like, is it like that black sort of tar?
No, this stuff? Is all concrete. It's all concrete. It's got like these roller double things. So I'm like 180 in one, fakie, half cab in the next, and 180 in one. I was having a ball. It was awesome.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
get you're pretty legit on BMX back in the day, weren't you?
Nah, not really. I was never
like
really...
Like that sort of tech stuff?
I like nibbly stuff. We should... You know what? You know how we were talking about how I want to ask you some questions? Maybe we can do one day where you ask me some questions.
Well, you've done, something. Yeah, you've been really? All over the joint filming.
I've been everywhere, man.
And your stupid brother used to be good till his knees exploded.
Yeah, that's another story. His horrible knees, that's gross. All right, well.
Oh, yeah, this is Sad Party Podcast. We do the quiz.
Yeah, we do the quiz and we talk about tyres. We've got the quiz here. This one's from... This is an older quiz that I found in my car from January 29th, 2019. Number one.
Hey, we've got, just a quick one. We've got episode 50 just around the corner. Like, what are we going to do for it?
Get nude, lube up, thrash around on the top.
Again?
I'll get the missus to come in and throw oranges at us.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, done. It's a date. Number one. What was the first Asian country to host the Summer Olympics twice?
Beijing.
Beijing, a country?
Chinese country. What? Did you say Chinese country?
No, what was the first Asian country?
China.
Yeah, you said Beijing. Beijing's
yeah, but it was in Beijing twice.
I'm going to say Japan. Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. There we go. Number two. In the TV series South Park, which one of the four boys is usually wearing a green hat?
Kyle.
Kyle Broflowski. I'm sure it is Kyle. Yep, Kyle. Awesome. We both got that.
It's a good show.
It's, you know, I don't watch anywhere near enough South Park these days because I have young children. I'm not going to watch it with them around.
I mean, you've got to teach them eventually.
I really should watch it more. It's all on Stan. Like,
is it?
Yeah. So I need to watch it. But I keep just watching Rick and Morty and Tom Segura. Yeah. That's pretty much
Rick
it.
Rick and Morty's good.
Rick and Morty. I can't wait till the next season comes out. You see, they've been picked up for like another guaranteed like four seasons or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it should be.
Oh, speaking of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
PS The Underwear do a full Rick and Morty collection.
Looks like I might use that. If I was to purchase PS Dead The set. Underwear, I was wondering if there's some sort of
Dead
particular...
Dis- Check this
don't
out, dog.
Pull your pants down.
Check this out,
oh,
dog.
Oh, Jesus. Mitch is actually wearing Rick and Morty jocks.
Rick and Morty jocks, dog.
And he's just pulled his pants down in front of me, so that's horrific. But I think
I'm telling you.
Hey, if I was to purchase some PSD underwear, is there a particular discount code I could use? Please tell me more, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch2020 at psdunderwear.com.au gets you 25% off.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome.
25% off. So if you buy a pair of jocks, it cuts like one of the legs off and that sort of stuff?
No, they don't take 25% off your actual underwear. They take 25% off the price.
Do they take...
Off the price, sorry.
What, can you choose... What if I wanted the 25% off to be the elastic at the top so that way they fall down all the time? Can they do that? Or do, is it they...
Oh, no,
they,
you can maybe do like a little knot on the side.
Yeah. Do they pick which 25% comes off the underwear? Or?
I think there's an option. There's a little drop-down menu on the 25%. Right. What 25% you want to good. Lose.
Awesome. Well...
And then they make like a Frankenstein pair every four.
Gross. Number three. What are the colours of the two horizontal stripes on the flag of Haiti?
The colours of the two stripes?
Two horizontal stripes on the flag of Haiti.
They're both blue.
Are they?
I don't know.
I'm going to say yellow and blue. For some reason, I don't know if it's Haiti, but I remember seeing a flag that's got yellow and blue horizontal stripes. Blue and red. I'm wrong.
You're pretty close, though.
Yeah. Number four. The Royal Australian Mint was opened during which decade of the 20th century? I think I know this one.
The 1900s?
Well, seeing as Australia got its own currency in 1966, before they were using English currency, I reckon...
It's in the 60s.
I'm going to guess the 60s.
That would make sense.
Let's have a look. The 60s. Awesome.
So we were using England money before that.
Yeah.
One. I didn't know it was in the 60s. That's
like... Pence, pounds, all that sort of stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, I think it was 1966.
So, yeah.
Number five. A best-selling novel by Dashiell Hammett is titled The Maltese What?
Shih Tzu?
That would be correct if I wasn't asking about a novel. If I was asking about a dog...
It might be a dog book.
I'm sure it's called The Maltese Falcon. It's like an old war novel.
I've never heard of it. I'll go Shih Tzu.
All right, so Mitch is going Shih Tzu. Maltese Falcon. Awesome.
Yeah, good on you.
As opposed to... That was a guess. I have heard of... I've heard of The Maltese Falcon. I thought it was a movie, but... Like a war movie or something, but no. Number six. In International Morse Code... What number is represented by dash, dot, dot, dot? Mitch is tapping Morse code on the bench right now, trying to think of it. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I have no idea. The only Morse code I know is when we're, you know, when we're talking about the Nokia.
SMS, yeah.
SMS, yeah.
What number is it? And what is it?
Is that it?
I reckon, like, a Nokia made that noise as well.
Dash, dot, 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 dot.
I can, like, it sounds like the vibration, like, brrr, 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 brrr. Like, when it's you get a
dash, message. Four dots.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't know, six.
Yeah. What's that?
I'll go eight. I don't know.
I have no idea. Six. You said six first.
I did say
six. I might give you that one, actually.
Thanks, mate. That was a charity.
You did say six.
It was a guess, but...
Yeah.
That's Wait, okay. What number was that? What number question?
It's question number six.
That's all right. Using your thinker.
Using your thinker.
Yep, upstairs, up here for thinking, down here for drinking.
You're the worst. Number seven. Which island country lies between Saudi Arabia and Qatar?
An island country.
Which island country?
Saudi Arabia.
Between Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Bahrain?
I have no idea on that one, so I'm just going to say pass on that one. Bahrain! Very good, Mitch.
There's a Formula 1 GP there.
I know there's a Formula 1 GP in Bahrain, but that was a good one. Number eight. Who had a hit with the song Bring Me Some Water in 1988?
Oh, she's got a husky voice.
Being Bring Me Some Water, it would have been good if it was Thirsty Merc. I know it's not, but because that's 1988. That's long before Thirsty Merc, but I'm going Thirsty Merc. I think you're right. It's a chick with a husky voice.
Bring me some water.
She says, bring me some water. Feel like I'm burning alive. Yeah. Is it Melissa Etheridge?
My baby's got my heart and the devil's got my mind.
Melissa Etheridge?
I don't know.
But I know the song and...
Yeah, I know the song. Yeah. I can sing the song. Would you like me to sing... Does that count as an answer? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to say Melissa Etheridge.
I will go with Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. It's not Cyndi Lauper. It's Melissa Etheridge. Awesome.
Damn. Good on you.
Yeah. Number nine. True or false, the painting Guernica by Pablo Picasso is predominantly bright red. I know the painting, it's a really depressing painting, but I can only ever remember seeing it in black and white.
I'll go the opposite to wherever you go.
There's a lot of murder and that sort of stuff in the painting. The painting's a really depressing painting. So maybe it
actually... I actually heard on the radio, death metal brings happiness, not sadness.
I could have told you that.
I'll tell you that. No, well, like, it confirmed what I already knew.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to say that it is predominantly bright red because I know
false.
I know there's a lot of murder in it, but I've only ever seen a black and white image of it in a book. So maybe I should say false.
Then maybe I'll say true.
All right, I'm going to say false.
I'll say true.
Okay. False.
Damn it. Good. You screwed me out of an answer there.
I know there's a... Yeah, I did actually. That's pretty good. I'm quite happy with that. Number 10. Adelaide United defeated which team in the final of the 2018 FFA Cup? That sounds soccery, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Adelaide Strikers versus the what?
Adelaide United, it was. Defeated which team in the final of the blah, blah, blah?
Melbourne City.
Melbourne City? Let's see. Sydney FC.
Damn.
Number 11. Traditionally, the balls used to decorate a Simnel cake are made of what?
A what cake? A Simnel cake.
Simnel. S-I-M-N-E-L.
Simnel cake.
I think they're those balls that are called... They call them cashews. Not cashew like the nut, but like C-A-C-H-O-U or something like that.
Cachow.
Cachow. That's what Lightning McQueen says.
Is it?
Yeah.
He
flashes his lightning strike at people and goes, Cachow! Kids' movies are the best. Don't look at me like that.
No, kids' movies are awesome. Yeah. I don't have infants, so I'm not like readily watching them.
But you're not far removed from an infant, so I'm surprised you don't watch them. Watch Lightning McQueen in Cars. It's good. Cars,
no, I've seen. Good. I think I've seen Cars.
Cars 1, good. Cars 2, bad. Cars 3, good.
And then there's Planes, which is just, hey, here's an idea. We're just going to try and make money.
Hey, we made lots of money out of Cars. Let's do Cars in the Sky.
Sky Cars.
Sky Cars.
If they had called it Sky Cars, they'd probably have been more successful.
Sky Cars. So I think they're made of sugar, those little balls.
Yeah, it's the one I'm thinking chocolate. Of. I think it's chocolate.
Chocolate? All right.
Chocolate salty.
Marzipan. Marzipan's yum.
What is marzipan?
Wedding cake icing. It's made of almond.
Oh, okay. I like almonds.
Yeah. Especially marzipan's nice. I think it's made of almonds. Maybe I made that up. Number 12. Prince Louis of Cambridge was born during which month of 2018?
July?
I have no idea. I don't really care. But you're
it's
going
a 1
July.
In 12, Dogger.
Yeah. 8% chance of guessing it. 8.5%. I might as well have a guess anyway. And
have a stab at it.
91.5% chance of getting it wrong. So I'll say June.
Okay, I'll go July.
Right. Let's see. April. Both of us suck.
Well, you were closer.
All right, let's have a look. Mitch got 3.
Fuck. Sorry. Shit.
I got 6. Awesome. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think we did okay on that one. I had a guessed twice, though. No. Yeah. Most of my correct answers were guesses. I didn't know anything.
Oh, shit.
What?
So I set this thing up on my phone.
Yeah.
And it tells me to go to bed, so I get enough hours sleep.
Yeah.
You can it just said go to bed.
You can sleep on my floor if you like.
No, it's all good.
Oh.
I don't want to be licked by your dog.
As if you don't want to be licked by my dog. I'm going to spew dog food oil in between your toes when you go to sleep. Well, that was fun. Have you got anything new and exciting to say? You've already done your jock shill, so...
No, it's not jock shill. It's just like if you want to save money and wear really good underwear, then that's fine.
Yeah, they have like 25% of them cut out, so...
PSNO.com.au. Send us an email, like us on Facebook.
Yeah, do some stuff.
SadPartyPodcast@gmail.com.
Mitch is going to start doing some stuff for social media Facebook. Worlds and things like that. So Mitch will start putting something interesting on there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I want to, you know what, as well? We're going to do shirts, but then David never messaged me the thing for the shirts, so then that never happened. So
I better send it to you as well.
Yeah, because we need to get done.
Yeah, and also we've got some guests coming up on future podcasts really soon too, which will be really fun.
For episode 50, we need to get a good guest.
It's going to be... I think it's a stretch enough.
A good guess, I mean, yeah.
Stretch enough getting guests, let alone good guests. That's probably asking
they probably a bit don't much, exist. So, yeah. I mean, there's a few people that would be cool to do one with.
There's a lot of people that would be really cool to do with it. They just probably wouldn't want to do it.
So. No, that's it. Yeah, it's wanting to do it is a big thing.
All right, well, this has been fun. So, yeah, Sad Party Podcast.
SPP.
Yeah. Do us a favour. Show us to some of your friends, too. Like,
yeah, get the word out. I mean, some people are... sad and they don't know.
I was at a first birthday party on the weekend and there's a couple of different people there that I don't see very often, but they're actually listening to the podcast as well, which is pretty cool.
So shout out to those first birthday kid owners.
Yeah, and it was and you know how generally first birthday parties are the leading cause of diabetes? Did you know that?
No, I've not seen the study.
I'm not sure if that's a truth fact, but
it's a fact.
It's a fact, but this was a little bit different. This was actually... It was mostly vegan food and that sort of stuff, which was a little bit different.
A vegan first birthday.
There's still lots of sugar and that sort of stuff, but it's what was kind of funny.
Dairy-free situation.
Well, one of our friend's kids was there and she's about probably four and she's a really funny kid and she's looking at all the food and she just looks up and just yells basically into the sky, "Where's all the cheese and cabana?" And it made me laugh. I actually thought that was quite funny. It was good. But all right, well, I'm going to go get some cheese and cabana. So you got anything good to say, Mitch?
Just whenever you can, get that $50 out for me.